up your radio. Good music lives here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
CAAC urges opposition parties to present clear anti-corruption plans ahead of the August 13th general election. Lightning kills 13 cattle in Zimba district. In international news, Madagascar military leader dissolves government in surprise move. And in sports news, Chipolopolo's possible opponent, Malawi, preps for upcoming Botswana Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suila Njemulenga. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has called on opposition political parties in Zambia to present detailed anti-corruption blueprints to the public, stating that strong and clear strategies are needed to demonstrate how they would tackle corruption if elected into government. CAAC Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says the future of the fight against corruption in Zambia remains unclear because both of the current government and opposition political parties have not clearly articulated comprehensive and actionable roadmaps for addressing the vice. Mr. Tembo said it has become a common trend for political parties to promise a serious fight against corruption while in opposition, but once they form government, they become entangled in corruption scandals. He noted that political parties often criticize the sitting government for failing to address corruption, yet fail to prioritize the introduction of strong anti-corruption policies and institutional reforms when they assume power. He added that leadership requires preparedness, clarity and policy direction, and urged opposition political parties to present credible and structured strategies that can prove their commitment to combating corruption beyond political rhetoric. In a separate development, Zambia and Japan have strengthened their growing economic partnership following the successful hosting of the Zambia-Japan Business Forum in Lusaka, which brought together 21 Japanese investors, senior government officials and government private sector leaders. The forum builds on progress made during President Hakainde Hichilema's state visit to Japan in February 2025, which paved the way for enhanced collaboration between the two nations. Officiating at the business forum, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga described the event as a major milestone in advancing trade and investment relations. Mr. Mulenga acknowledged Japan's long-standing role as a trusted development partner, highlighting the recently signed Bilateral Investment Treaty, BIT, as a key instrument to boost investor confidence and open new opportunities for the private sector-driven growth. Meanwhile, Zambia Development Agency ZDA Director General Albert Halwampa, in a presentation, encouraged the visiting delegation to explore opportunities and partnerships across priority sectors, including energy, manufacturing, agriculture, mining and transport. Mr. Halwampa noted that Zambia's political stability, pro-business reforms and access to regional markets through SADC, COMESA and the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, positions the country as an attractive investment destination. He further urged businesses from both countries to build strong partnerships that translate the forum's engagement into concrete investment outcomes. And Zambia's ambassador to Japan, Dr. Tobias Mulimbika, emphasized that during President Hakainde Hichilema's successful visit to Japan in February last year, commitments were made to deepen cooperation, promote trade and increase Japanese investment in Zambia. And the business forum is evidence that the president's visit yielded results. Meanwhile, Japanese ambassador to Zambia, Mikami Akiteru, highlighted the significance of the forum in strengthening ties between Japan and Zambia. The forum sought to move beyond traditional frameworks, exploring new avenues for collaboration and growth. This is contained in the press statement released to Power FM by Principal Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Ms. Ivanes Nankala. In another development, the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has reaffirmed its commitment to increasing its project financing, targeting to reach $1 billion United States dollars. NAPSA Director General Munyangwa disclosed that the authority has approved investment projects worth $700 million between 2023 and 2025. Mr. Munyangwa explained that NAFSA is currently undertaking initiatives to generate value from the funds it holds in financial institutions by not only restructuring agreements but also focusing on investing in capital projects. He revealed that the pension agency has 37 billion kwacha held by financial institutions, either in accounts or term deposits. Last week, NAFSA unveiled a new 5-year strategic plan aimed at growing its assets to 10 billion United States dollars by 2031. Mr. Munyangwa said the plan will guide NAFSA's operations, strengthen financial stability, and expand pension coverage.
In 2023, because I think 2022 we never did much investments. I think that's the time PRRB was peaking. We started doing investment activities in 2023. Between 2023 and end of 2025, NAFSA has approved projects for financing to a tune over 700 million dollars. I don't think people knew that you could have $700 million in this country from an institution that you call your own. It's there. And that's how much has been put in. Now, that's a lot of money to commit by any standard. But what we are saying is, that's what that money was collected for. Not to be kept to rot in a bank account, but to go and work for the Zambians. And now it's working for the Zambians. So, we invite you back here when we reach 1 billion. And it's going to be soon.
In a separate development, a farmer in Zimba district has lost 13 cattle after lightning strike during heavy rainfall in Sichelo village under Chief Simwata Chela. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says the incident happened on March 8, 2026, around 13 hours, when lightning struck a herd of cattle that were grazing in the village. Mr. Namalongo says the cattle belong to 47-year-old Crispin Ndeleki of Sichele village in Zimba district. He explains that earlier around 09 hours, Mr. Ndeleki had instructed his son to take 37 cattle for dipping before grazing them within the village. Mr. Namalongo says heavy rains later started around 13 hours, prompting the boy to drive the animals back home. But before reaching their destination, lightning struck the herd, killing 13 cattle on the spot. He says the matter was later reported to Joma Central Police Station on March 9th at about 12:25 hours after the village headman advised the farmer to inform the police. Mr. Namalongo adds that the officer verified the report and confirmed with Zimba Police Station that the animals were not stolen, while the veterinary department and health inspectors have since been engaged and the carcasses are being kept at the abattoir awaiting clearance. In international news, Madagascar's military ruler, Colonel Michael Randrianirina, has dissolved the government unexpectedly, dismissing the Prime Minister and the entire cabinet, according to a statement from his spokesperson. No reason was given for the move. Randrianirina seized power last October from Andry Rajoelina, following weeks of youth-led protests on the Indian Ocean island. Rajoelina had been elected president for a third term in a disputed poll in 2023. The demonstrations were over persistent power and water shortages, culminating in the army siding with the demonstrators. Randrianirina had pledged to call new elections within 2 years. Last December, the regional bloc, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, directed Madagascar's military authorities to submit a roadmap for restoring democracy, including plans for fresh elections by the end of February. But in a surprise on Monday, Randrianirina sacked his entire government and assigned permanent secretaries to run ministries day-to-day operations until a cabinet is formed. Still in international news,